few weeks ago, Dad, you and I were staying in a hotel that was like a 300-year-old hotel. A bunch of people from the bridge. It was a very sweet spot. In fact, Jack and I had a room. I wish I would have been with Nicole just that night instead of Jack. But
I was with your mom.
But it was in this place called Troas.
Yeah.
Which we're gonna read today.
Paul finds
himself there.
I love that place. I love Troas. That was an awesome place.
That was a very cool
place. Hotel was in Assos, which is right near Troas.
That's right. All right, we're in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
And you're listening to Between the Lines. I'm Scott.
I'm Junior.
And do you want to get started, Junior?
Yep. Says how many verses do we have today, by the way?
I think it's pretty... Right, 22.
Okay. I solemnly urge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he comes to set up his kingdom, preach the word of God. I love... This is one of those verses that when I went into ministry, I just wanted to capture. In fact... On a bracelet, and the chain broke. I need to get the chain fixed. I just don't know how to fix the chain, but I wrote this verse on a little scroll, and
I unraveled
it up. I wrapped it up, and then I stuffed it in a little capsule in a chain.
I didn't know you did that.
Oh yeah, and then the chain broke, and so I need to fix the chain. But it was this verse right here.
Wow.
That says, "Preach the word of God. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching."
That was when you first started.
Yeah, that's when I first
started. When we thought you were bad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was. Not you didn't just think I was. But hey, maybe just stuffing this verse in a chain and wearing it around my wrist helped. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't know. Yeah. That's pretty cool. That shows that was a desire on your part.
It was a desire. And then as Paul said earlier, fan into flame, craft it.
That's really cool.
Verse 3, "For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching.
Yeah.
They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths."
You know, we hit on this 2 days ago
when
we talked about the self-love. Yeah. To me, it's some of those kinds of things that and it's interesting that those are sometimes the things that people get most upset about because you're saying some hard truths. Right. That don't fit in with the rest of culture. It'd be really easy for us to say, well, you know, God's, hey, fine. You know, you pick your gender, you know, whatever. All these things that are really popular in our culture that it'd be easy for us to cave in on. Mm-hmm. But we don't believe that that's the loving thing to do. Yeah. We believe that the loving thing to do is to stand firm on the truth in a kind and gracious way, but at the same time to teach the truth. Yeah. Even though people have itching ears to hear what they want to hear, we're not doing them any favors by just telling people what they want to hear.
Essentially, what Paul is saying is, hey, it's going to be harder and harder to be a pastor, Timothy. Mm-hmm. But as it gets harder and harder to be a pastor, so it's going to be harder and harder to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. So love your people, rebuke, encourage, teach what's right. And those who don't want to hear it, they don't need to hear it. "But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry God has given you."
Yeah, and that there is, he's saying, telling others the good news. That is being open about the gospel.
Yeah.
That your life has been changed because of Jesus' resurrection. Right. Don't be afraid of telling people that Jesus is alive in me.
"As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing."
You know, I have to admit that when I was young and I would read this scripture, because I love 2 Timothy even as a young believer, and I couldn't imagine ever feeling the way that he was feeling, saying, you know, hey, I'm okay with this. My life's like an offering being poured out before God, and I'm kind of getting towards the tail end. Yeah. Now, listen, I'm not thinking that way. I'm not at that age where I'm thinking, I'm right near the end. But I understand as God gives us years and blesses us, and we begin to look more and more to being with him someday. It's really a cool thing.
It is.
And Paul was settling it. I've fought a good fight. I'm finishing the race, so I've been faithful. So I'm looking forward to being with him.
All right, Timothy, please come as soon as you can. Demas has deserted me because you see how Paul hurts when he's deserted.
Yeah.
"Demas has deserted me because he loves the things of this life and has gone to Thessalonica. And Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus has gone to Dalmatia."
Yeah, not that Crescens or Titus have deserted him. It was Demas who has deserted him, but yet he's saying, I'm alone now. Now, Demas is the one.
Well, he's not alone. Because look at verse 11.
That's right. Yep.
"Only Luke is with me. And Luke ain't much company, Timothy. So, you know, he didn't say that. I just would kind of feel bad for Luke. Like, only Luke.
Only Luke.
Only Luke is with me. Bring Mark with you when you come, for he will be helpful to me in my ministry.
Which is a great restoration story with Mark, because remember, Paul had split up with Barnabas because Barnabas wanted to bring Mark on the second journey.
Yeah.
And Paul said, no way, he left us in the first.
Yeah.
And he's not useful to us.
Yeah.
Now he says he's useful.
Yep. So in a sense, Barnabas is right there.
I don't know. I think Mark may have been restored also. I think it was a combination, kind of good cop, bad cop.
Yep.
Paul was tough on him, and he needed someone to be tough on him.
Yep.
He needed somebody to say, no, I don't think you left us.
And too often we want to be the Barnabas, the nice guy.
Yeah.
But the church also does need some tough guys to just be like, no. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, be sure to bring the coat I left with Carpus at Troas.
Yeah, it was Troas.
So there you go. He was at Troas. Also bring my books, especially my papers.
I wonder what those are, those papers.
I know, right? It'd be kind of cool to see those things. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm, but the Lord will judge him for what he has done. Be careful of him, for he fought against everything we said. Now, here's the thing, Dad. Some people might look at it and be like, Dad, oh my goodness, this is gossip. Isn't it gossip? He's talking about Alexander.
Yeah.
No, they're leaders, and they're talking about people that they need to shepherd. And Paul is saying, hey, be careful. I don't want you to get burned like I got burned by Alexander.
Right, and Alexander could have been. You remember all the trouble that he got into at Ephesus when the silversmiths, because of Diana. And Alexander's a coppersmith, which also would have gained money off of the making of idols.
Yeah.
And so this could even be related to the great persecution that was going on then.
You want to take it from there? Sorry, I left you very little. Oh, I apologize.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine. Let me see. Verse 16. The first time I was brought before the judge, no one came with me. That would have been lonely. Everyone abandoned me. May it not be counted against them, which is forgiveness. But the Lord stood with me and gave me strength that I might preach the good news in its entirety for all the Gentiles to hear. Here he is before the judge, and he proclaims Jesus. And he rescued me from certain death. Yes, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Which is, that's the great blessing that we have, that future, the promise of heaven. Give my greeting to Priscilla and Aquila, who we know from Acts, and those living in the household of Onesiphorus, because Priscilla and Aquila, we believe, were in Ephesus at this time, so he's telling Timothy to greet them.
Yep.
Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick at Miletus, which wasn't too far away from there, actually. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus sends you greetings, and so do Pudens, Linus.
I'm glad you got these names.
Claudia and all the brothers and sisters. May the Lord be with your spirit, and may his grace be with all of you.
So
he says all of you. It's written to Timothy, and yet he says all of you, knowing that there's going to be other readers to this as well. Great, great book. Well, tomorrow we're going to
get back into
First Timothy. Yeah.
That's right. I'm looking forward to going through this again.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
All right. So we're in 17, is it? Yeah. We're in Proverbs 17. No. Well, we did Proverbs 17 yesterday.
Oh.
Proverbs 18.
Proverbs 18.
Because today is the 18th.
Yes.
And so Proverbs 18, man, I got so many verses marked in this because of the practicality of them all, but this is good here. Verse 8, this is such a reminder to us what dainty morsels rumors are, but they sink deep into one's heart.
Hmm.
So in the terminology there, sinking deep into the heart is like a knife into the heart. So listen, rumors are dainty morsels. Oh, we want to hear the rumors.
Yeah.
But paying attention to them and listening to those rumors, it is so damaging. It's not just damaging to the person who the rumor is about. It's damaging to you to listen to those rumors. And we so badly want to hear, oh, but you know what really happened? What really went on between them?
It makes us feel included.
Yeah, I think so.
But it destroys our mental health. It really does.
It does, yes. Our thinking goes haywire.
Stay out of the drama.
Right.
All right, well, April 18th is National, looks like, Exercise Day.
All right.
So I guess because the warmer weather's coming up, some people are looking for their summer body. I don't know. Get out there. Go for a walk. We talk about walking enough.
Yeah.
Go for a walk.
Work out.
Something fun.
Right.
Make it a good day.
God bless.